relaxing your body into gravity. So giving your weight up to the chair, dropping your awareness deep into the body. Let your shoulders be relaxed, dropping them away from your ears. Breathe as naturally as you can. So lifting the hands up off of the thighs, gently support one forearm with the opposite hand in a light hold, and gently and smoothly rotate the hand around the wrist in a circle within your range of movement. So being very gentle. Be careful to not over grip the arm with the hand that's supporting it, softening through the face and the shoulders and the belly. Keeping the breath soft and even. And if you haven't already done so, switch directions of rotating your wrist for a few more circles. Now relax back down into the starting position for a few breaths and notice the effect of the movement, comparing the two sides of the body. Does the side that you just moved feel different from the other? A little more alive, perhaps? Maybe hot? Or even a little stretched? Notice any sensations that you feel in your body. And if you don't observe any difference between the two sides of the body, don't worry. Just be aware of that. Switching to the other side, supporting the forearm with the hand, and now rotating the wrist. Again, softening through the face, the shoulders, the belly. The breath is soft and even. Notice any sensations that you feel as you turn the wrist. If you haven't already, switch the direction of the wrist rotation. And then coming back to the starting position. Again, bringing your awareness to the effects of the movement on that wrist, the one that you just moved. Notice if there's any difference in sensation from side to side. Just simply noticing. Having your arms either hanging lightly at the side of the body or resting in the lap. Now moving to another movement. So again, bringing the awareness to the whole body, seeing if there's any way you would like to shift your sitting position to make it feel more supportive. And when you're ready, raise up one hand in front of the body and join the thumb and the index finger of the raised hand so that they form a circle. Then flick them apart so that they lightly snap out. And go through each of the other fingers, perhaps repeating several times with each finger. Move and flick each finger lightly and gently. Notice if you're holding your breath, keeping the breathing soft. It's always good to check if you're holding the breath, as we often tend to do so in these types of movements. If you notice that you're holding a breath, just gently relax it again and see if you can bring softness to the face, belly, and the whole body as you flick the fingers. Now relaxing the hand back down and notice if the side you've just moved feels different from the other. See if you can be curious without judgment. Now repeating the movement with the other hand, raising it up, forming a light circle with the thumb and the index finger, and then lightly flicking them apart. Do this a few times with the thumb and the index finger, and then with each of the other fingers in turn. Now repeat the exercise with each of the fingers, maybe kind of going backward and forward between the fingers and the thumb. And releasing that hand down, noticing what you feel in the hands. Now lift up both hands and start to do the exercise with both hands at the same time. Keep the shoulders relaxed, the face soft, the belly soft, the seat soft. At the end, allow the arms to come back down to the body. You can feel free to shake your hands a little bit if you'd like to. Feel the effects of the movement as you give the weight of your body back to the chair and let the breath drop deep into the body. Shifting to another movement, allow your arms to hang loosely at the sides of the body, if that's possible, over the arms of the chair, or maybe just down beside the body. The hands may still be in the chair. Before moving, tune into the breath for a few moments. On the in-breath, extend both arms forward in front of the shoulders, palms face up. As you breathe out, gently draw both arms across your chest, crossing the arms and giving yourself a gentle hug. Imagine the hug is saturated with warmth and care. On the next in-breath, open your arms again. And on the next out-breath, give yourself a hug again. Continuing with your range of movement, perhaps making the movement quite small if necessary, or if you don't have too much space beside you, or if you have the space and the range of motion, maybe opening your arms even wider. You can alternate which arm is on top when you give yourself a hug. As your arms open, feel a corresponding opening in the chest, with the shoulder blades gently drawing down the back. As you give yourself a hug with the arms crossed, feel how the upper back broadens and opens. This is a wonderful movement for gently massaging the spine, allowing the shoulders to stay as relaxed as possible as you do the movement, allowing perhaps the pace of the movement to be dictated by the rhythm of the natural breath, neither rushing nor holding the breath. Allow your next hug to be the last for now. And then coming back to a rest, allow the hands to hang loosely at the side of the body. Maybe give them a little bit of a shake. Feeling the effects of the movement. Giving your weight to the floor through your feet. Letting yourself rest down into the chair. Give your body away to the gravity. And feel the breath in your whole body. And we'll spend a few moments now at the end of our mindful movement session, sitting quietly, allowing the body to be in stillness, to be held and supported by the chair, by the floor, as you feel the effects of the movements. See if you can be sensitive and receptive to the different sensations in the body. The sensations of the breath and those caused by the moving of your body. If you feel any sensations that are uncomfortable or painful, make sure you include these gently in your awareness, without hardening against them or pushing them away. Allow even those painful or uncomfortable sensations to come into being and then pass away moment by moment with a kindly breath. Allowing any thoughts, emotions, or feelings to come and go without getting caught up in them. When you're ready, beginning to wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, deepen the breath. And if the eyes have closed, slowly opening the eyes, finishing our practice for now.